What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. Now, a few episodes ago, I said I would create this episode. This episode is the Decade Investor System, the system that I follow with my money every single time I get paid to allow me to grow the net worth that I've grown with my investments currently, and it will be the system that I follow to get to where I want to be with my money in terms of financially speaking, right? It is a very simple system. It does not require you to get lucky with a crypto. It doesn't require you to get lucky with the individual stock. This system, in my opinion, is repeatable by basically everyone. I'm not reinventing the wheel. It's just the strategy that I follow that I call my own system, the Decade Investor System, to win with my money. It is very simple, three easy steps. Step number one is to continually have income, make money, right? Obviously, that sounds goofy at first, but to follow this system, you have to have money coming in to your account. I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do, obviously, legally speaking, but whatever that money is coming from, whether it's from a job, a side hustle, a business, whatever it may be, you must have money coming in to your account. I've done that through 9-to-5s, I've done that through side hustles, I've done it through starting businesses. I have done whatever I could do to continue to every single month have income coming to my account. I want every single month to have money coming in, right? That is my goal. Obviously, there's times where we might lose a job or a business. There's certain things that won't allow this to happen every single month, but I personally make it my goal. And step number one is to have money coming in. Moving to step number two of the Decade Investor System, this is where we get a little bit more meatier on the bone. This is the fun part. After I have money coming in, so once money hits my account, right, whether it's from a job, side hustle, business, whatever it is, when I have money coming into my account, I move to step number two. Step number two then breaks into four different parts. The first part is I want to make sure I have a fully funded emergency fund. In episode number 55, I talk more about my different account setup, but I want to have an emergency fund that makes sure it's fully funded. I want to have the safety net in place. From there, right, I go through my other Decade Investor System if I'm saving for big expenses, whatever it is. From there, I pay myself first. I pay myself first by buying solid assets, whether that's cryptocurrency, if that's what you believe in, if that's stocks, if that's what you believe in, if that's ETFs, whatever it is, I then pay myself first. I pay myself first. I work hard for my money, whether it's $10 hitting my account, 100, 1,000, 1 million, whatever it is. Never had a million hit my account, but let's just say hypothetically, whatever it is, I want to pay myself first. I work hard for my money. I deserve a portion of it. So I pay myself first by buying solid assets. And then number three is I pay my bills. I have living expenses. I know roughly what those cost every single month. I pay my bills. And then whatever is left over, I enjoy it. And then at the end of the month, if there's more left over, let's say, you know, I paid myself first a portion of my income. I paid my bills. I enjoyed the fun money, whatever was left over. And if there's a little bit more still there, I can then decide, do I invest more this month or do I spend it? So I'll run through that again because that's kind of quick. This is step number two. I make sure my emergency fund is fully funded. I pay myself first by buying quality assets. I pay my bills. I enjoy my money. And then whatever's left over, I invest more, whatever that's left, or I can go and spend it. That's my choice, right? That's step number two of the Decade Investor System. My first job out of college paid me roughly 50 grand a year. I lived in Houston, Texas. I lived by myself. I was still able to invest every single month. I always pay myself first. I don't care if it's 1% of my income, 10% of my income, 30%, whatever it is, I always want to pay myself first before I pay anyone else. Your mortgage, you're paying your bank. Your car note, you're paying whoever you got the loan from. You're paying those people. They're loaning you something. They're loaning you the money to buy a car and they're charging you on that. You're paying them. You are their passive income. You deserve to pay you as well. So I will always pay myself first before I pay anyone else. I work hard for my money. You work hard for your money. Pay your future self first. So in step number two of the Decade Investor System, I'm making sure that I'm taking care of me first before I'm taking care of anyone else. emergency fund fully funded, set aside a portion for assets, then pay my bills, then whatever's left over, I enjoy my money, and if there's anything left at the end of the month, I can either invest it or spend more of it. And then in step number three, is I repeat this over and over and over again, month over month. I have done this for many, many years. Like I said, my first job out of college made about 50 grand. I followed this system. Since then, I started a business. I personally, my income has been over six figures. I followed this system. No matter my income, I have followed what I call the decade investor system. I'm not saying it's for everyone. I'm not saying everyone should do it. I think everyone could do it, but I don't think everyone should do it. Everyone has different goals and systems in place. But I have found a system that works really, really well for me. I go out and I make money. I work, I get paid 9 to 5, business, income, side hustle, whatever it is. I get money first. Then from there, do I have an emergency fund set? Am I saving for any big expenses? Yes or no? Take care of that. Then I pay myself first. Then I pay my bills. Then I spend the money that I want to enjoy. And then whatever's left over, if I have more, I invest it or I can just go and spend it, right? I've already taken care of myself. I want to pay me. I want to pay Colin first before I pay anyone else. Now, of course, this also flows into if you're spending more than you make, maybe there's a budget issue, maybe there's a lifestyle issue. That's a whole different episode. But the system specifically, that is what I do. And then I just do it every single month. It's the mundane things, the boring things with money that I've done since I started investing that have gotten me to where I am today, over $500,000 invested at 26 years old. Again, I'm not saying this system's for everyone, but I found for me, this is what works best. And like I said, I've done this system making 50 grand a year roughly to making over six figures. So it works for a lot of people. It is really easy in 2024 to spend what you make, or even more than you make. Credit cards, Amazon, subscriptions, societal pressures. It is so easy in 2024 to spend everything you make or more than you make, right? Credit cards. And there was something I heard about this that stuck with me for like ever since I heard it, it's stuck with me ever since. This person said, and I've said this many times on this podcast, and I'll say it forever, is you have the poor mindset and the wealthy mindset. The poor mindset makes money, right? That's step number one. They make money, but then they spend money. And then if there's anything left over, they invest. They pay themselves after they spend it. But he said the wealthy mindset, the wealthy people, they make money also, step number one. They both make money in step number one. But the wealthy people invest some of it, they pay themselves first, and then whatever's left over, then they spend. That slight change in order, obviously very magnified in life, but in this sentence right here, that small change of phrasing going from make money, spend, invest to make money, invest, spend, he said this is what separates many people. It separates the poor from the wealthy. Like I said, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel with my system. I'm not trying to say that my system is better than anyone else's system. I'm not saying my system is right for you. I just like to keep it simple with my strategy. In this system I found that works for me, three steps. Step number one, make money. Step number two, make sure I have a fully funded emergency fund. Pay myself first, then spend what's left over. And then after that, if there's anything left, I can either invest it or spend it. And step number three is just repeat this over and over and over again. That's my system. I'm not trying to reinvent it. I'm trying to keep it very, very simple. If I make more money, I will have more money to invest and more money to spend because it just flows into the system. It is very simple, but it is very effective. I'm not saying percentages of what I save from my income before I spend it because it's going to be different for everyone, right? Someone making 10 grand a month versus someone making 5 grand a month. 20% of that in terms of actual dollar values is a lot different. So I'm not going to say what my percentages are, but I would say at a minimum, at least 10% that you're saving for yourself. You're paying yourself first of your income, if not more, but at least 10% in my opinion. But I keep it very simple, but it works, is effective. Again, It works for me. This podcast is just me sharing my journey. This is my journey. This is my current system that I follow with my money. I have followed with my money, and I plan to continue to follow it with my money until unforeseen circumstances as to why I should change it. And this plan should take me to where I want to be financially. That is the system I follow with my money. That is the system I have with my money. That is what I call the quote-unquote decade investor system. Again, it is number one, make money. Number two, pay myself first. Emergency fund fully funded. Pay myself first, pay my bills, enjoy my money, and then whatever's left over, I can either invest it or spend it. And then step number three is just do it month after month, year after year. This is the strategy that, again, I plan to follow until I get to where I want to be financially. So that is the Decade Investor System. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you have any questions about this, please let me know on social media at Decade Investor. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.